took his powers. Madoc indicated himself and Zeth.
We split them.
Zeth came forward.
You want us to dump him?
No.
In spite of everything, he is my brother. Take his body to my mother and let her do with it as she will.
Dimas scoffed at his concern.
Do you think he'd be that kind to you?
Jericho pushed himself up.
No, but someone...
He gave a meaningful look to Delphine.
Taught me to be a better person than that.
All right,
Zeth said with a sigh.
Time for more cleanup.
He sighed.
I'm thinking maybe we should hire a full-time crew for this.
Madoc shoved him playfully.
Since most of it was caused by your team, I don't want to hear you bitching.
Jared hissed as he started toward them. Jericho stiffened, afraid of what was attacking them now.
Damn, couldn't they have 1 minute of peace?
What's wrong?
Jared looked ill and pale.
I'm being summoned home. I have to go. Zephyra doesn't like for me to resist her.
Jericho tucked his wings in and cleaned his clothes.
You want me to talk to her? It won't do you any good. She's out of patience with my absence, and unless you have what she wants...
He looked around with an agonized expression that said he was going to miss their company. No doubt he'd miss not being tortured most of all.
Good luck to you.
Bowing his head, Jared vanished. Delphine scowled as he left.
I feel so bad for him.
So do I. I wish there was some way to get him free.
She sighed heavily. I'm sure no one wishes that more than he does.
She glanced back at Nike.
Do you think we should be worried about Asmodeus?
Yeah, Dimas said sarcastically.
Given the luck we've had, he's probably being disemboweled even as we speak.
Asmodeus crept through the back hall where only rodents normally scurried. He was doing his best to stay out of sight, sound, and smell range. Noir and Azure were raw with their fury right now, beating everything that came near them. No wonder he'd left here. But that wouldn't save him if they happened upon him now. They would gut him and make him pay for leaving them.
What are you doing?
He jumped and almost screamed at the deep voice coming out of the darkness.
Damn it, Chaydon!
He whispered angrily.
Who unchained you?
Noir. He was afraid someone might free me while they were rescuing and fighting the Skotai. So I'm banished to the hallway where outsiders can't walk.
Asmodeus screwed his face up as he saw the damage they had done to Jaden. How could he even speak with the way his lips were swollen? But the most amazing part was how Jaden could use his powers to camouflage those wounds when demons summoned him to the outside world. No one on the outside knew what horrors lived here in this hell realm. Jaden leaned forward to gaze into the room where Asmodeus had been looking for a possible lead.
The Galu you seek is the one in the back of the room.
Oh, I hate it when you read my thoughts.
I know. Trust me, it's no privilege for me either. I don't need to know how screwed up you are. I have my own issues.
Yeah. So any bright ideas on how I'm going to get to that Galu, kill it without getting bitten and not get caught?
You won't have to.
Asmodeus cocked his head as a wave of fear went through him. Was Jaden planning to kill him?
What do you mean?
Jaden pulled a sparkling green amulet out of his pocket.
Take that to Jericho. And tell him to free Jared from his master, and I'll take care of your Galu for you.
Stunned, Asmodeus couldn't move. Dare he even hope for it?
Are you sure? Can you do that?
Nodding, Jaden put the amulet in his hand.
Swear to me you won't keep it for yourself, because if you do, so help me.
I know, you'll gut me. Don't worry, I won't betray you.
Thank you.
Jaden started away from him.
Hey, Jaden?
He paused and turned back to face him.
Why is it so important to you that Jared goes free?
Because...
When he finished the sentence, his tone was so low that Asmodeus wasn't even sure he'd heard it correctly.
I'm the reason he was damned. Now go, before the others find you.
Asmodeus inclined his head to him before he used his powers to teleport out of the dismal hole back into the light hall, where his friends were waiting for him.
Friends?
Who would have ever dreamed a demon like him could have something like that? Delphine stood up from her chair as soon as she saw Asmodeus return. She looked to Nike, but the goddess was unchanged from her Galu form.
What happened?
Asmodeus closed the distance between them.
Jaden said he'd take care of the Galu for us.
He handed the necklace over to Jericho.
And he told me to give you this so that you could buy Jared's freedom.
Jericho gaped in disbelief as he held the expensive antique.
Are you serious?
Asmodeus nodded. And before Jericho could speak again, he heard Nike scream out in pain. She fell to her knees on the floor where she rocked back and forth as if she were on fire. The other Skotai reacted the same way. By the time Jericho reached the cage, Nike looked up at him, her eyes normal again. She was bewildered and scared.
Kratos?
Jericho nodded as joy coursed through him.
It had worked. He couldn't believe it.
Opening the door, he pulled his sister into his arms and held her close.
Are you all right?
I'm confused. I was in a hole, and Zealous came to me with a demon. He was so angry. He told me to join them, but I refused. I don't trust Noir or Azura, and I will not forsake my people.